Today's digest for June 24th, 2026. 10 stories today spanning Anthropic's newest enterprise move, fresh AI research, the state of agentic developer tooling, and a heavy run of security news, from supply chain attacks on open source projects to actively exploited network gear and a tightened national deadline on quantum safe encryption. Here's the rundown. First up, Anthropic is putting an always-on version of Claude directly inside Slack, Claude Tag, now in beta for enterprise and team plans, is a persistent AI teammate you can tag in a channel to assign work. It follows conversations, builds a continuous memory of how your company operates, and with admin permission, can reach across other channels. Administrators decide which tools, data, and channels each instance can touch, so a legal-focused Claude can't seed memories into engineering. It can also run autonomously, jumping into threads to post updates, flag organizational issues, or chase forgotten tasks. Coverage frames this as more than a productivity play. By absorbing institutional knowledge and the shape of a team's workflows, Anthropic is making its assistant harder to displace, moving on to the same turf as Microsoft, Snowflake, Databricks, and Glean. Next, a new paper from the QN team proposes language models that act as world models for AI agents. Called QN Agent World, the work trains models to simulate how an environment will respond to an agent's actions, so the agent can reason and plan against a predicted outcome rather than acting blind. The researchers built two foundation models at 35 billion and 397 billion parameters, trained on more than 10 million interaction trajectories across seven domains, using a three-stage pipeline of pre-training, supervised fine-tuning, and reinforcement learning. They also released a benchmark called Agent World Bench, assembled from real interactions across nine existing tests. The headline result is that these models outperform existing frontier systems at simulation, and when used as a synthetic training ground for reinforcement learning, they deliver gains that exceed training in the real environment alone. Moving to developer tooling, Drupal creator Dries Beitert is rethinking where AI belongs in a content platform. A year ago, he assumed most AI features would live inside Drupal. Now he argues the platform should act as a control layer within larger AI workflows. He frames it as inside out versus outside in, Drupal native workflows that outside systems invoke through interfaces versus external orchestration platforms that call into Drupal for specific jobs. His example is a marketing campaign where an external agent generates the content, asks Drupal to build a landing page, and Drupal maps the copy to structured components, validates the fields, flags missing metadata, and runs editorial approval. His conclusion is that agents are weak at exactly what a mature content platform is strong at: structured content, granular permissions, revisions, and rollback, and the best experience routes each step to wherever it runs best. In the same corner of the toolchain, Simon Willison shipped a big dataset release, version 1.0, Alpha 35. Two headline features pull schema editing into the browser. A new create table interface, backed by a JSON endpoint, lets you define columns, primary keys, custom column types, not null constraints, default values, and foreign keys without leaving the app. A companion altered table feature lets you add, rename, reorder, and drop columns, adjust types and constraints, manage keys, and rename or drop whole tables. The release also documents, for the first time, the template variables available to custom page templates and pins them as a stable interface until version 2.0, with automated tests that verify the documentation matches what the pages actually render. On to security. With a new class of supply chain weakness called Cordyceps that targets the automated pipelines behind software builds, disclosed by researcher Elad Meged at the firm Novi, it describes insecure combinations of GitHub Actions workflows where command injection, broken approval logic, artifact poisoning, and cross-workflow privilege escalation chain together into exploitable paths. Worse, an attacker often needs nothing more than a free anonymous account to forge an approval, inject code, or steal long-lived credentials. A scan of roughly 30,000 high-impact repositories flagged 654 instances and confirmed more than 300 fully exploitable chains. The affected projects read like a who's who: Microsoft's Azure Sentinel, Google's Agent Development Kit, Apache's Doris database, Cloudflare's Workers SDK, and the Python Software Foundation's Black formatter. All five have since shipped fixes. Next, the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance issued a blunt warning about AI and offensive hacking. In a joint statement, the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand said frontier AI models are set to transform both offensive and defensive cyber capabilities, and that the timeline is months, not years. They expect advanced hacking capabilities from frontier models, naming Anthropic's Fable 5 and OpenAI's Daybreak, to become broadly available to the public within the year, despite efforts by AI companies to withhold or restrict access. The statement itself was light on specifics, mostly restating core advice: patch faulty software quickly, and don't put systems online unless you have to. Its more forward-looking note urged defenders to turn the same models loose on defense, using AI to spot weaknesses earlier and respond to incidents faster. Staying with disclosure, three vulnerabilities have surfaced in libsh2, a widely used client library for the Secure Shell protocol, because libsh2 is what many applications rely on to speak SSH, its reach is broad. The flaws are tracked as CVE-2026-FAF-520, rated critical at 9.2. Alongside two high-severity issues, CVE-2025-1561 at 8.3 and CVE-2026-55199 at 8.2, all affecting versions up through 1.11.1. The disclosure credits the NHS Digital Cybersecurity team for the notice that surfaced the critical bug. Fixes have already been merged into the main development branch, and a release bundling all three is being prepared. As is so often true of a foundational library, the real exposure is less about any single program and more about how many downstream tools quietly depend on it. From there to active exploitation, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency added four flaws to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, a list it only updates when there's evidence attackers are using a bug in the wild. One affects Lantronics EDS 5000 device servers, a code injection flaw tracked as CVE-2025-67038. The other three hit Ubiquiti's UniFi operating system, including an improper access control issue and a path traversal bug, with some rated a maximum 10 out of 10 in severity. Reporting describes attackers pivoting from neglected network appliances into Windows environments. Federal agencies now face a binding deadline to patch, but the agency's standing advice applies to everyone. An actively exploited hole in your edge gear is not something to schedule for next quarter. Next, LastPass says customer data was exposed through a supply chain attack on a vendor called Clue, a market intelligence platform LastPass had connected to its Salesforce and Gong systems. Attackers obtained access tokens that Clue held for its customers and used them to reach LastPass data in Salesforce. The exposed records included customer names, phone numbers, email and physical addresses, and support case details. Crucially, LastPass says the incident was confined to systems integrated with Clue and never touched its products or customer password vaults. The tokens traced back to a credential created for a limited pilot in 2022 that was never revoked. LastPass learned of the breach on June 12th. The security firm Huntress detailed it on the 18th, and LastPass disclosed publicly on the 24th. It is the second time in recent years that a partner's breach has reached its customers. Finally, the White House moved up the deadline for the federal government to abandon encryption that future quantum computers could break. A new executive order, signed June 22nd, requires high-value and high-impact federal systems to move to post-quantum key establishment by the end of 2030, and to quantum-safe digital signatures by the end of 2031, roughly 5 years sooner than the previous target. The driver is the harvest now. Decrypt later threat. Adversaries can record encrypted data today and unscramble it once a capable quantum machine exists, and recent research suggests building one may be cheaper and nearer than the field assumed. Within 30 days, each agency must name a migration lead, and the Federal Cyber Agency will help critical infrastructure operators draw up their own transition plans. After years of treating post-quantum migration as a slow standards exercise, the government has put a hard clock on it. That's the digest for June 24th. The through line today was AI moving deeper into the places we already work, and a security landscape racing to keep pace, from software supply chains to the cryptography underneath it all. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.